Ohio and Kentucky are two very interesting battlegrounds in the government shutdown debate and whether to implement the Affordable Care Act. Both states are led by governors who have decided that despite the prevailing negative political rhetoric about Obamacare, they want to use the act to extend insurance coverage in their states. Democratic Governor Steve Beshear of Kentucky has pushed through the Affordable Care Act and the Medicaid expansion program and is running his own state's exchange. Right next door in Ohio, though, Republican Governor John Kasich is facing stiff opposition to pass the Medicaid expansion. In Kentucky, Governor Beshear says in the end, the hot rhetoric about Obamacare was no match for the cool logic of simply providing needed services.
You know, it's a practical decision. This is not politics here in Kentucky. We have some of the worst health statistics in the country. And we didn't just have those statistics yesterday or last year. They've been about as bad as they are right now ever since they started keeping statistics. And, you know, if there's some way that I can attack that and change the course of history in Kentucky on health care, I'm going to do it. And the Affordable Health Care Act gives me a historic opportunity and a tool to do just that. We've got 640,000 people in Kentucky without any kind of health care. And with the expansion of Medicaid, which we're doing here, we're the only southern state that is both expanding Medicaid and operating our own benefits exchange. We're going to cover with the expanded Medicaid 308,000 of those 640,000 Kentuckians. And then with the health benefits exchange, the other 332,000 are going to be able to get affordable health insurance for the first time in their lives. So, you know, this is a no-brainer.
So what's the political sort of fallout from this in your state? Has the Affordable Care Act, has that argument won the day, or is the ideology and the rhetoric that we're seeing in Washington creating some noise for you in Kentucky?
Well, it's interesting. Our two U.S. senators are, of course, big critics of the Affordable Care Act, and they wrote an op-ed the other day that said nobody in Kentucky wanted the Affordable Care Act. Well, let me tell you, in the first 72 hours that we had our exchange open for business, we had 138,000 people swarming all over it, coming online, getting on the hotline, the telephone line, toll-free that we have, and wanting to find out about health care coverage and to get insurance.
Wait a minute, Governor. Wait, hold on a second, though. Eric Cantor says the website's broken and that everyone wants a delay.
Well, our website isn't broken at all. We set up our own website, our own exchange, and right now we have about 8,500 individuals and families that are already enrolled for new affordable health care coverage. We've had now almost 200,000 people that have already been online getting the information, about 172,000 of those. They've already conducted pre-screenings to determine what they qualify for, and we have 240 small businesses that have started their applications. I mean, we're going great guns here.
Does your heart go out to your Republican colleague, John Kasich, across the river there in Ohio, who's trying to do at least partial implementation in the state of Ohio and getting pushback from the Republican-controlled legislature, his own party?
You know, I'm proud of Governor Kasich in Ohio for stepping up like this. Obviously, he comes from the other party than I do, but he knows just like I do that, look, this is not about the president of the United States or whether you like him or not. This is not even about us as governors and whether you like us. This is about our people. This is about the families that live in Ohio and live in Kentucky. He cares about them just like I care about the ones in Kentucky, and he knows that this is what they need. They need good health care coverage. You know, I had two decisions to make. Number one, is it the right thing to do? And obviously, I felt that was an easy decision. It is the morally right thing to do. But also, as governors, we've got the decision to make, is it fiscally responsible? Can we afford to do this? And so I had PricewaterhouseCoopers and the Urban Institute from the University of Louisville do a study on the economics of expanding Medicaid. They came back to me, John, and said, Governor, you cannot afford not to do this. It'll create 17,000 new jobs over the next 8 years, $15 billion of positive economic impact in your state for the next 8 years. So, you know, it was easy.
So what do you say to the people, oh, he just wants to challenge Mitch McConnell or Rand Paul for senator or run for some higher office outside of the state of Kentucky?
I'm not running for any other higher office. This is the highest office I can find. That's governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. The people have given me that honor for, you know, it coming up 8 years in the next 2 years, and that's fine. I don't want to go to Washington, D.C. That's the craziest place in the world. Who wants to live there?
Governor Steve Beshear, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Steve Beshear is the Democratic governor of the state of Kentucky.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.